Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. You know the deal, Heggy. Oh, Jesus Christ, yep. That's not great.
I do.
If you drink Heaps Normal, you wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't be a dog that farts in a room that you're about to record in with your mate for 4 hours. A soundproof room, that is disgusting.
It's fine.
Obviously, it is soundproof because there's people out in the Acast office. Yeah. No idea what you've done within 30 seconds of using their equipment. Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, world award winning, non alcoholic beer. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck and duty free at checkout. It's the silly season, isn't it, Heggy?
The sounds
it's
of summer.
It's Chrissy, as you call it.
Chrissy,
as you insist
I always
on calling
call it Chrissy.
It. Yeah, Chrissy. Yeah. It's Chrissy time.
It's two for Tuesday, as you'd call it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you have two shandies in between your hard liquor and sort yourselves out for the summer. Heaps Normal, get around it.
Heapsnormal.com, duty free at checkout. Boom.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I'm going to sleep, this bitch keeps talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's it going, mate?
Mate,
welcome to Sydney.
We're living the dream here. Sydney. We're in the beautiful Acast studios. Thanks for having us.
I'll tell you what, since Acast, we started filming these, for those people who think it's necessary to watch an audio format, we've never been in the same spot. We're just tinkering.
Yeah.
Some criticisms, quite frankly, rack off. Don't care. We're starting.
I knew you
don't
wouldn't be happy
it.
With it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's just listen to it or watch a clip. I don't know. I don't know what the – anyway. We're here now and we're filming an audio format thing like people do for radio.
I'll tell you what, it's like I reckon it's like if you buy a car, then all of a sudden you see that car fucking everywhere, bit of confirmation bias.
Yeah.
I had no idea how many rooms around Australia are just set up ready for a podcast to kick off.
Oh, it's a new, you know how the English all have a DJ set pretty much in the bed next to them?
Yeah.
That's what this is now. It just evolved into that. This is new turntables.
Yeah.
Everyone's house is a podcast studio.
It might actually solve the housing crisis. Just start a podcast, move in. There's rooms everywhere.
Just sleep sitting up at a microphone. Yeah. Everyone's got something important to say and everyone should hear every word that everyone says at all times. Not only
always.
That, they should watch them saying those words.
Yes.
In case you catch something, you can fucking get them. Anyway, man. This week I started flogging off pencils.
Oh, yeah, Grogan, limited edition.
It's been.
Mate, I just filmed you down at the letterbox, the people's champ.
Yeah.
Getting out there, doing the hard yards.
I like to reconnect with
you. You're not using some middleman service coming to pick them up at your door or a.
Don't trust them.
A shipping service, of course you don't.
Well, also, like I have to do the sneaky. I've sent some overseas and I had to go to the post office with just cardboard in the thing and go, I'm just sending some cardboard to the UK.
Yeah.
I go, okay, it's a letter. If you go down with pencils, diagonal, in exactly the same thing, exactly the same weight, they go, there's something in here. That'll cost you $30. You go, I don't think it will. It's a fucking large letter. It's cost me $4, rack off.
Yeah.
So, you got to
various notes I've rolled into real thick
you gotta do
cylindrical shapes. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if someone from overseas wants them, it is a punish.
Yeah.
I'd rather you don't. Just fucking hold out.
I remember the first time I went overseas at about 19 and seeing a tradie overseas.
Mm.
You go, fuck, not everyone's on a holiday. Like, I remember the first time I saw a tradie overseas when I was overseas, because you just think it's all travelling.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no, people are working.
People feel this way about the French. Like, oh, they're all in berets painting shit on the river there. Nah, someone's fixing toilets, aren't they? Disgusting, most of them. Speaking of holidays, man, I'm going to the Golden Coast in a couple of weeks. That's why we're doing this.
Beautiful.
Well, not the only reason, but yeah.
Beautiful. Up there. I'm going to house sit your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
House sit. House shit. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, great.
I'm currently making sure the boys are eating nothing that goes through them quickly.
Yeah.
We're saving up our bogs till post-Christmas.
All right. We want to teach them about stairs too, because there's some real dangerous shit can happen in our house with toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy. It's a long way up.
Oh, yeah.
When I go to the Gold Coast, someone messaged us. I'd love to ages ago, messaged me, and I've been through messages. I cannot find it somehow. It's gone. Yeah. A dude who works in a brewery at the Gold Coast said, oh, when you come up, come to the brewery. I'll show you around. Just, you know, word to the wise, my brother and I would love to find ourselves at a loose end one day and go to that fucking brewery.
Yeah.
So please get back in touch. So I'm coming down. You might have to drive us home in the ute. We'll ride our bikes down mid-afternoon. You're going to have to get in the work truck and take us home.
Well, I haven't been to the Gold Coast recently. I feel it's a bit like podcast studios, just going to any second room. It's a brewery.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's boat builder brewery, you know.
Hey, why don't you look up just by the word brewery in the email?
Look, I tried all this. I don't think it's any. I don't know where it came.
Yeah.
I looked through Instagram messages. I've looked through abuse.
I think
emails,
I remember seeing something like that though. So it's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have a look.
We'll have a squiz.
Okay.
You'll be happy to know that I flew up here this morning. We're recording this December 4th, and it's my first day off Breakfast Radio for the holiday period.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I may as well continue the streak of getting up at 4:45 in the morning on a Monday.
Yeah.
Just to get to the airport, flight cancelled, got you on the next one. And then that one of the crew just didn't want to work on it.
Yeah.
So just sit around here for an hour. Right. Could have had a nice sleep in. What? And I don't want to whinge about first world problems, but I used points, Heggy, and there was a glitch in the system.
Yes.
And once again, business class cheaper than economy.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm up the front. Now, you use points on business class. Here we go. You're going to get breakfast. If you're on a business class flight in the morning and you don't like eggs, they're going to make you suck eggs, which you're not going to like because you don't like eggs.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you want eggs or eggs?
Maybe. Neither. Doesn't cross their mind that an actual adult wouldn't eat eggs unless they've got an allergy.
I fucking hate eggs.
Not allergic?
No, I asked if I was allergic.
Loser.
I was like, mate, I try every 6 months. I'm trying eggs.
You eat cake?
Yeah,
you eat eggs.
Mate, obviously.
So
I just don't like scramby eggs, scramby eggies.
Have them scrambled. Can't they do it another way?
I don't know.
You
I don't think
fried.
They're doing it.
You would need a poached.
It's not a diner. They don't have a big hot plate going.
I saw someone while I was scrolling doing scrambled eggs with a fucking coffee frother in their cup.
Sick.
I'd put a couple of eggs and some butter and milk in that and some herbs and go until it's scrambled eggs. Fucking revolting.
Do you think that I've got a feeling that is there's a lot of people on TikTok that are like, hey, I've figured out how to cook salmon in the dishwasher.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's that sort of shit purely to get a reaction. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, get a fry pan, grow up. Unless you're, you know, it's like making booze in your toilet in prison. Like if you're, you know, stuck, they're clearly not. I cooked a steak in a toaster once because I had no other option. So, you know.
How long did
it take? You can't do it. About 8 pops for rare. About 8. Save solid fucking 20 minutes.
Hotel, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. you're not fucking up your own toaster with a...
Toaster costs less than a steak.
Yeah.
So who cares?
I've also continued the streak we spoke about last time when I was up at your place. We recorded a few eps.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave my house needing to go to work anywhere, guarantee someone's crook. I'm only away today for 12 hours.
Someone's already rung up. You've been away for 3 hours from Melbourne.
Well, he had a bit of a headache last night. Now my son's got an earache. Fuck me.
And
just can they just go a day when I'm away nailing it?
Well, I would go further and say, why do you need to know that?
Yeah.
What are you doing from Sydney to sort that out? I've had that before when you're like literally about to walk on stage, ring. Are they? Yeah, okay. I'll just give me a fucking hour and I'll call you back. Like I'm just about to walk on and do a show.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
All right. See ya. And you think about that for an hour. Fuck. I don't know what I did. Anyway, good on you. Yeah. Did you sort it out? Did you do the? Did you tell them how to seek medical advice?
I'm not a doctor. Yeah. Talking to the wrong person. More Panadol. Get kids Panadol and Nurofen. Just fucking smash that. It is the good thing about little kids is they do, if they have a fever or something, generally it fucks off really quick. With my Panadol. Kid had COVID for 3 minutes the other year. Mm. He was so hot. He had like a 40 temperature.
Yeah.
20 minutes and then gone. He was a bit tired.
Well, down here, kids Panadol, ruse. Just chop up an adult one. Oh, same for pets. Same goes for pets. Antibiotics for pets, really expensive. Chop up normal ones. Done. Whatever. Do some quick math. Weigh your dog.
Well, I don't know. Is it based purely on weight? Like if we've run out of Panadol at home, do I find, do I have a look on the back and go, fuck, what do I need for 100 kilo unit?
Yeah.
And just drink that amount.
you'd have a whole bottle of kid stuff. It is on weight. Yeah. If you've got a fucking massive four-year-old, like one of those ones you see on TV sometimes, like 70 kilos or something, that's adult medicine. No question.
Always the one they show them on the Today Show playing junior rugby league.
Yeah, or in Asia stomping. They're smoking. They're sitting on the doorstep smoking and drinking. But everywhere else they're like, belting people.
Well, I worry about it because my two-year-old has the same hair I had when I was two, this like blonde, curly, fucking long hair, and he's huge. He's close to 20 kilos and he just turned two. But people see him and think it's a little four-year-old girl then he talks and they've got no idea because he's just like, hi, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, Max. You know,
all these days,
fuck, he's dumb.
Can't really speculate these days.
Fuck, she's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they're just off on all fronts. So he's pretty cluey for a two-year-old.
I mean, if these days you're still saying things like, what's her name? Then you haven't caught up with the times. Mm. You've got to take it easy on all of that.
Yeah.
That's as bad as when are you expecting now to even address a child?
I still go for it.
You expect, when are you? Yeah. When's that coming?
Free gambling.
Man, it's
get the same rush.
It's a fucking rush.
Don't lose any cash.
Man, we've got, we didn't mention last week, I don't believe. Maybe we did. Patrons of this very podcast need to start contacting us immediately. Mm-hmm. It was in the next week, I believe, we're going to start doing the patron abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even discuss this, but how long are we going to give them? Like a week? 10 days?
Yeah.
Max, don't fuck around. Yeah. Get it in and there will be so much. It's been a real highlight for some people to really rip into their family. They've already preempted it.
Yeah, I don't know if people are sending him in early or like one of my neighbours that still has Christmas lights up from last year. It's like, are they real late?
Yeah.
Or are they early? You know? People are getting amongst it.
Around Thanksgiving, they start giving you abuse. Yeah, I know people are preempting it. They go, I know this is coming. Just want to get it in now.
Yeah.
I hate you, sister, or whatever.
Yeah. Bang.
We'll have them. We'll have them all. And
what started off as a fuck you to the people that don't chip in for the podcast has become a real...
That's an event.
This is to my best
mate.
We
can do an entire
last 20 years.
Episode, I think. Although it's probably better just to ram them in
mm-hmm.
Like ads. So sucked in, you've got to listen to them.
And get on board the Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for the video episodes, early access, ad-free, yada, yada, yada. But also there's some big changes coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So get in now. I know that sounds like a pyramid scheme. I get it. This has Bitcoin all over it, but you got to trust me.
Yeah, mate.
Big change is coming.
We should get in the episode soon. A couple of little things, though. You just mentioned
Your tour quickly, Grogan.
Oh, yeah.
Added more dates on sale now, lukeheggie.com.
Damn straight. Adelaide, Gold Coast, somewhere else.
Bang.
Newcastle, I believe.
And you've still got a special up on YouTube. Tip Rat. Oh, it's back.
It's back.
Utah.
Had a break.
You're on.
It's back. It still kept the views.
Yeah.
Unless hundreds of thousands of people watched it the night I put it back up, it's still the same.
Yeah.
So fucking have that. You can just
have that and Tip Rat on YouTube. Mine, Nick Cardy Live at the Corner Hotel on YouTube as well.
Should give it a break. Keep them wanting.
Time
people
out.
Go, where's that Nick Cardy Corner Hotel? There it is. I'll check in every day until it's back. There you go. I think you'll see a boost.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't think worked. The Instagram, the reels to people watching the full thing on YouTube. The two I've put out, one's got 1 million and one's got 750,000.
I think you're overestimating people's attention spans.
Yeah,
people
that's
go,
true.
I love this. There's no way I'd watch more than 58 seconds of stand-up ever. So that's it.
Mm.
You've got to chop it up into 60 clips. Good luck.
Little advent calendar of comedy.
There was an incident you mentioned just this morning when you got to my joint that happened this week.
Oh,
hot off the presses.
Very, very good.
And I didn't clock it. Been busy.
So it was over in Russia, finally. A bit of positive news coming out of the motherland.
Mm.
This is the Daily Mail headline. So you know it's long.
Yeah.
They don't edit it.
Don't need to read the article that way.
Don't worry. Female air passenger who, and then I quote, who forcibly performed oral sex on man sitting next to her before he stopped resisting, is escorted off jet to cheers from fellow travellers after flight lands in Moscow.
Oh, okay. So not really, not in trouble or anything. Just sort of, escorted off flight.
Escorted off the flight.
All right.
Then she tried to, so she gave the bloke oral sex next to her in economy.
Yeah.
Not bad. Better than what I got in business this morning. No brekkie.
An egg.
Someone's getting sucked off over in Russia.
But then, yeah. I mean, I know you talk about this a lot, but maybe we should think about how many men are being sexually assaulted by women. That should be front and center, like you say. I don't know. Not everyone thinks that way, but maybe it's time to start that conversation.
Well,
again.
I love this. This is because if you force oral sex on the passenger next to you, the fact that you vape during the flight, that's pushed down.
Oh, is that the second?
They don't care about the vaping. And then she tried to
things in perspective, doesn't
scratch the flight crew. So she's assaulted the flight crew, had a vape, and then she's claimed afterwards that she'd been fined 500 rubles over her behaviour.
I mean, unless this guy.
500 rubles?
Don't know, not much.
That's £4.40.
Yeah. I mean, unless this guy's real small, I'm not buying the resisting thing.
Well, resisted until he stopped. It's a stop resisting, which I...
Yeah.
No.
Hard to get.
You reckon?
Yeah. I don't. All right. Zip. Fucking animals. Man, we better get cracking. We're gonna knock off this episode and have a bite to eat before we get into others. I packed lunch. Just so there's no fucking around.
You texted me this morning, mate. No need for a break.
We don't need a
break. I'm bringing food.
Yeah.
And this is, I know you're not fucking around because you're a man that brought a spice wheel to the footy.
Yeah.
And a few hard-boiled eggs. So what have you got for lunch? Are you going to bring lunch out or are you going to tell me what's
now,
on there?
No, I'm not showing. No. It's not fucking show and tell. I've got rice and veggies and karaoke chicken. I made some karaoke chicken last night. Pretty
not
good.
Bad.
Had some visitors.
Not
made
bad.
A lot of karaoke chicken, so we got some left over. That's what we're eating.
Beautiful.
Salt off the elbow, maybe. Or a little salt shaker.
Salt bay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Should we get stuck into the
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week we're looking at United Airlines Flight 2609, March 6, 2023.
Oh.
Los Angeles to Boston. Francisco Severo Torres, 33, outlived Jesus.
Speaking of Boston, one of your favourite Irishmen just passed away. Mm. I know Boston, they love it.
Did he spend time in Boston?
I assume so. The Irish will claim him. The Bostonians will claim him. The Pogues front man.
I know. I mean,
did you do a tweet about it?
Yeah. Even gone too soon is a stretch for Shane.
No. Oh, like Shane McGowan's not getting it.
To even suggest that he has understayed his welcome on Earth is a fucking unbelievable thing to state.
If you've never 66. Seen him, type in Shane McGowan teeth
and just
think, fuck, he made it to his mid-60s.
They stayed in though.
Lasted. Did they stay in?
Oh, I don't know. Did he get new teeth?
No, he got false, but I don't know if they're just like...
Pegs in.
Yeah.
They make him in yellow?
No, his new ones again. It didn't suit the. It's the old.
I had new white ones.
Yeah.
Horse teeth.
$10 teeth and a $1 head.
Imported from America.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He passed away, obviously, not gone too soon. Old McGowan burnt the candle at both ends, but lived 13 years longer than Warnie.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible stat.
You know what he didn't have?
Turns out heroin and brushing your teeth, not brushing your teeth, not as bad for you as. Fucking lasagna sandwiches.
There's the fucking X factor. That's the final piece of the puzzle. Like, you know, Thai Red Bull and Thai, what's it called, Viagra. That can't help. But anyway.
Lasagna sandwich.
We should serve lasagna sandwiches at the next live
show. I'd love to do a live show on a plane like on a plane at a, you know, you can hire a plane to film.
Yeah, like you do TV for photo shoots.
Yeah,
for,
yeah. For with my fake Louis V bag, hopping off.
I'm on my way to my next gig.
Glasses down.
Mm-hmm. Who's that comic who did that? Your mate from?
Oh, there was an, yeah, an American guy.
Dan Ninen.
Oh, Ninen, that's brilliant. Right. Very good.
Looked that up. Anyway, about 45 minutes before the plane landed, everything's going fine.
Tickety-boo, yeah.
45 minutes before the plane landed, flight crew received an alarm in the cockpit that a starboard side door located between first class and coach was disarmed. So they confronted Francisco about it.
Do they say starboard for planes? Or is it someone just?
Oh, it's, I don't know. Yeah. Someone's going to have to get back to us on that.
Yeah.
Because on boats, they're quite sticklers for that.
Mm.
You say left, they'll correct you.
Yeah. You I say, never know which one's
you
which.
You say floor, they'll correct you. You say rope, they'll correct yeah. you.
You say boat, they'll correct you.
Yeah.
That's nice all. Boat.
You call a boat him, they'll correct you. I wonder what's happened with that. Anyway, they confronted Francisco about it, and he asked them to provide camera footage to show that he was the one tampering with the door.
Mm.
Good start. That's like, wow, pleading the fifth. So if you immediately do that, obviously, don't have to ask
prove
anyone
it.
Else.
Prove it. It's very childish. Prove it. No, I didn't prove
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Flight attendants told the captain that
your name's not on it. Not your door.
Yeah.
My mate Tommy Maloney, that was his little loophole when he was when we were in primary school.
Yeah.
When he'd grab something and the kid'd say, your name's not on it. He'd go, and show the little TM, the trademark.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Tommy Maloney.
Oh, great, okay. Did it get him bashed much?
Nah, he can fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're pulling stunts like that, you're going to have to.
You get good quick.
Flight attendants told the captain they needed to land the plane as soon as possible because they believed Francisco posed a threat to the aircraft. And that's when he went on a bit of a rant, this bloke.
Oh, yep. Here we go.
You can all run away if you want. You men, you can run. I won't kill you. I'm Balthazar. You can put up your hands and say, don't kill me then, or don't approach me, because I'm Balthazar.
He's Balthazar.
He's Balthazar. Protect the king. One of the three wise men, obviously. He also said that he was son of Dracula, so that's...
it's not
he seemed to know
up.
What he's talking about, though.
Yeah.
His dad was old.
Yeah.
And, vampires are old, et cetera.
He's 738.
What the fuck? I think, if you put your hands up and say, don't kill me, then Balthazar's going to spare your life. So that's all you've got to do, everyone, is that. I think Balthazar was one of the three wise men. The gift he bought Jesus.
Oh, was he myrrh?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I reckon the parents would say, yeah, cheers for that.
One sec. Give myself one of these.
More chili!
Like, imagine the parents just going, oh, thanks for the myrrh. Preferred the bloke who gave us gold.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Still thanks don't know. What is myrrh?
Well, now it's an essential oil.
Oh, beautiful.
only those Bondi Buddhist types know how to administer it and sell it. Those fucking oils. They're all as essential as they are flammable oils. But there's a list of essential oils, I believe.
Yeah, that's
and
what.
Myrrh's found itself on that.
Those places, you ever gone, you know, once every few years, someone will get me like a spa. Hey, here's a $100 voucher. Go get a massage. And I turn up to a joint and there's a lot of candles and a lot of curtains. Mm. I just don't like that combo.
No. So,
yeah.
Real
too many candles, too many curtains.
Dust of wind, it's all over. Yeah. And oils everywhere.
Yeah.
You lathered up in fucking oil. There's candles everywhere. What made them love candles so much? The next part, he's really getting stuck in and, claiming immortality.
So where's the Homeland Security with the gun? Because I'm waiting for them to point the gun at me so I can show everybody that I won't die when I take every bullet in that clip to wherever in my body they shoot it, and then I will kill every man on this plane.
Oh, Jesus.
Just the men?
Yeah.
Feminist.
Sexist.
I also come back like and kill every man on this plane.
It's very it's very Chris Angel.
What's
where's
that?
Homeland Security? I'll take a bullet in any part of my body.
Yeah, yeah.
Step right up. Don't be shy.
Who's Chris Angel?
Chris Angel's the magician I saw in Vegas.
Oh.
The illusionist.
Did you get to shoot him? Was he allowed?
No, no, no. What was his I told you, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
A few of us
big
went
build
along
up,
just to
fuck all
yeah.
pay off.
America.
Off. Yeah.
A lot of America.
Just a magic show.
America, some of my favourite things that have ever happened in my life have been in America, but they are the best, without a doubt. Yeah. Big build-up, much after.
It's pretty much a magician's cape with a fucking vomit stain on it, that joint.
To our American listeners.
They're the cool ones. They know the deal. A fellow passenger, Jason Loomis, tried to calm him down by talking.
It's beyond that. As we've always said, it's like the note from the captain. Yeah. By the time you're writing
like to de-escalate with talk. That's what we teach our kids. Just talk it out. Some things are beyond that. We all know that.
And again,
grow up.
I bring this up, and I hope my wife hears this episode. She'll constantly send me through bloody mummy Instagram account. Hey, when your boys are upset, what you have to do, rub their back and say, Mummy and Daddy are always here for you. And you're like, that's fine, until the five-year-old's about to take a frying pan to the back of the two-year-old's head.
Yeah.
And there's no time for that.
You're rubbing his fucking head.
It's a lot of that. Just it's like a fucking quarterback at the line at my house changing the play.
Man, all that new age stuff's fucking cute and everything. But first word my kids heard was no. That's all they heard for the first 3 or 4 years of their lives, I reckon.
Yeah. Not a bad thing.
Idiots. I found Jace on Facebook, just turned 50. He's in the throes of a midlife crisis.
Oof.
Walnut Creek.
It's going well, Jace.
Oh.
Walnut Creek, Florida.
Walnut Creek, California, sir.
Oh no. What am I thinking? Sorry.
Probably Walnut Creek in every state is what you're thinking. He's hitting all the markers Coconut along the Creek. Way, this bloke.
Yep.
50 and proud.
Oh, yeah.
As if they're proud. Wakeboarding, skiing. I'll get the dinger, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, sorry, hold on. Here we go, yep.
Wakeboarding, skiing, selfies at conferences, big toothy smiles with the family, KPI achievement in the business,
oh,
beach volleyball, and doesn't appear to own any shirts.
He's living fucking Top Gun.
I missed a couple.
He's living, oh no.
Pointing at
feature in a feature.
Pointing at the camera.
Oh, mate, this is the Top Gun montage.
And ice bucket challenges.
There you go.
That is grim. Bit of a Lance Armstrong vibe, this bloke. He's in business.
Yeah.
But like most modern men, it's fucking impossible to know exactly what that business is. It's just business.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. We used to look down on 50s men for being called businessmen and going to work and doing good and say, it's what, drinking and... At least they did something.
Like
these guys, I don't know. It's all Ponzi and fucking pyramid. Just words. Covered all this before, but it still irritates me. Jace was convening teams climbing Mount Everest virtually at a conference.
Oh.
They're all sitting in I watched the video. They're all sitting in groups, teams. Business is fun, that sort of shit.
Oh.
Let's work together to go up Everest together. And, you know, I assume one gets fucking oxygen starved. You all have to work together.
Yeah, wow.
To get a, you know, just a man for the job in a plane fight.
Oh, yeah.
Jace. One thing you can say about Jace types.
So did Jace come in with a little bit of that business positivity?
I think so.
Yeah.
Shows that in practical applications, it does not work. Go to all the conferences you want. Yeah. This shit doesn't work.
Balthazar, I respect your hustle, mate. You're clearly, you know, rise and grind.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
But, oh, fuck, punch.
Time to hit those targets, buddy.
Yeah.
My face. one thing you can say about Jace types is he's not staying in his seat and letting some other CEO be a hero with a lunatic on the loose. I reckon, like, I've always fucking hated this. Like, it's fairly new. CEOs and, like, billionaires, they should be forced to be just fat and never talk about fitness. I fucking hate this new get up early, you know, be a fit 50-year-old with a stupid fashion haircut and have all the money.
Yeah.
Obviously something's shit in your life, something's shit in everyone's fucking life. You should be ugly and fat. You're not allowed to be fucking happy.
I love
all the money. Fuck off.
Warren Buffett's mate, Charlie something, died a couple of weeks ago. He was like the co-starter of that Hathaway Financial, whatever the fuck. But those are two blokes that are like, yeah, they're billionaires, just fat.
Yeah.
One's got a Coke with him, a Diet Coke.
You should look like Clive
Just eating Maccas every day. Yeah.
You should look like fucking, you know, Rupert's probably a bad example. He's already 90. Shouldn't be, like, you should be fucking heart attack, you know, that Fox News guy.
Yeah,
that's
Rupert Murdoch. That just getting married again.
Dick Cheney. You should be fucking unhappy somewhere, hopefully at home.
Well, they are. Married so many times.
I know, but the muscly
ones. Do you respect them for going, I'm trying it again? Marriage?
What again? No.
No?
It's ridiculous.
Do you think they know that it's ridiculous, though?
That they know that I don't approve of it?
No.
Probably not. I think they're so fucking
Boss,
up themselves.
Bad news.
They don't have
We got an email from Heggy.
Yeah. Sorry, lady, you're dumped. You're not getting your money, and I'm not getting a 30-year-old woman.
Maybe it's something that they just think they can overcome.
Like I'll be the first one.
No, it's like.
Those guys who think they're going to be the first one to have a 70-year-old have the first Thai wife who doesn't bring a whole family out here. Like it's that sort of thing. Yeah, okay. The stats are in, but good luck.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing to say anything about Thai. Like just young.
Yeah.
Younger man. Didn't mean Thai. Edit that out.
I love that's the first bit you wanted to edit out here.
Yeah.
Not before really. Sticks up on the Moscow plane. Yeah.
I'm just saying it just in case. You know, I don't care.
I've been thinking about that bloke on the flight to Moscow.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's like, no, you all heard it?
Yeah. I said stop 3 times. It's like the cops. Got on a body cam, I said stop 3 times before I murdered him. Balthazar.
Babe, the flight was crazy. Now I'm in the paper and it looks bad.
Oh.
But you have to understand, they all heard me.
Yeah. You've probably got witnesses in headlocks.
Yeah.
Record this, everyone. Balthazar did not appreciate Jason and his pep talk.
No Homeland Security with Balthazar on the plane? My dad lied to all. My father called himself Dracula from the beginning of. Why are you even talking? Shut up, Jason. Just shut up. Nobody cares what you say. Yeah. Ruining humanity. If you're a human, no, shut up and sit down, please. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Where's Homeland Security?
See,
you know, Balthazar has a point.
I'm on Balthazar's side for this one because, like Frisco, he's Jason has obviously introduced himself as Jason. I'm Jason, CEO.
He's a business card.
Philanthropist, you know. I took people up Everest.
Yeah.
I can talk you down from this. Shut up, Jason. No one cares what you say. Fucking
sometimes I'm trying to tell everyone at volume that my dad's Dracula.
Yeah.
And you're fucking coming in here with the hang in there cat poster.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear it.
Even lunatics are right twice a day.
Mm.
Fucking have that. Sucked in, Jason. another businessman and former bouncer, Jeff Neal, he's moved up.
Dream, believe, achieve.
He was.
Fuck off, Jason.
He was sitting right behind Francisco. He got up as soon as Frisco got up into the aisle.
Hmm.
And Jeff said he was placing himself between the assailant and his wife. Who said chivalry's dead? Just a big man, very big man, who loves his wife. Couldn't see how big she was, but it's irrelevant, Nick. Frisco saw the size of Jeff and retreated despite being Balthazar and the son of Dracula.
Yeah.
Shouldn't really be afraid of big men. He got all that magic. All the while, cocking his hands like he had a bow and arrow.
Oh, nice. Like,
get away from me. He had his front hand out. But in his backhand, he had a broken spoon.
Oh.
So more and more like prison, isn't it?
Yeah.
Planes just fashioning fucking shanks out of cutlery.
It was business class today, just throwing scrambled eggs, piled of scrambled eggs at people. Very very prison-like, I assume.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
Here's
good.
A plate of scrambled eggs.
Did you flip someone else's tray in their face?
Found the biggest dog in there.
Pull the chair up, turn it around, sit on it backwards.
But they fucking hated me up front today. You know, we got the business upgrade from Tassie to – that was a Saturday arvo.
Yeah.
that's a mix of travellers. It was all business people today.
Oh, they don't like the
mean T-shirt and shorts. Yeah. Fuck them.
But these are all the same people who read fucking Barefoot Businessmen and shit. Well, you fucking practice that then, you dickhead. You still got a tie on. Balthazar has fled toward the front.
Oh.
At the end of his rant, you can hear a woman say, uh-oh, and gasp because that thing goes on for right. And the sound is terrible, I have to say.
Well, it also is hard. And again, thanks to anyone that does film these encounters on a plane, are dealing with engine noise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Screaming, crying, other people, you know.
There are a huge amount of people criticising stuff that's free. Yeah. We've copped it.
Yeah.
Don't appreciate it.
We'll
and
never knock
if
your
I
efforts.
Film something and put it out for free at great personal risk, because Francisco's fucking loose, if he sees the camera, I don't know. Balthazar could kill you.
Yeah.
You just got to say, I'm putting my hands up and saying, don't kill me, Balthazar. There's a phone in one of them. Francisco had gotten into the aisle, lunged at a flight attendant with a broken spoon he was using as a weapon, stabbed the FA with it.
Oh.
But he didn't do it very well. He tried to stab the attendant 3 times in the neck, but luckily hit their clothing and caused no damage.
Oh.
That is incompetence at its finest.
Oh.
Neck armour, preemptively worn by an FA.
Yeah. A very freshly ironed collar.
You wouldn't get through that. Stiff. Starch collar.
Starch collar.
But that's pretty grim. I think I could do it. I'm not Balthazar, nor the son of Dracula.
Well, maybe that's why they're saying it's under the, you know, under the guise of the environment, but now like the cardboard forks and stuff.
Mm.
They just don't want to cop a plastic one in the jugular.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But he wasn't in – how do you get a broken spoon in? Or you get a spoon – how do you break a spoon?
But that's what I mean. Did he get a broken – was it a spoon that he got with like a pot of yogurt or something on the flight?
It was metal.
Oh, an actual metal spoon.
Yeah. Maybe he did the unthinkable. He got a broke into business class through the umbilical cord thing and grabbed a spoon.
Got it through security.
Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of passengers can be seen running to the FA's defence, led by Jeff Neal, businessman bouncer.
Here we go.
Closely followed by Jason, I think, although he's probably below the frame of the camera. Couldn't see Jason. They all managed to subdue him with zip ties for the rest of the flight. Stacks on. Francisco's beanie came off in the struggle.
Yeah.
And the straggly long hair coming out the back of that was a ruse. Bald as a pedophile on the run. His hair started like below the ear line.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking good. Like a proper.
Yeah.
Like a makeup bald cap.
Yeah.
Like me with a swimming cap on, but
yeah.
Yeah. He was arrested.
Like one of the Bob Marley beanies with the dreads out the back.
Yeah, all those See You Jimmy ones with the red hair.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Scottish one with the inbuilt hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Pretty good. Can you get a Bob Marley beanie with dreadlocks?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How's that go these days?
Probably not well.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one recently.
You still got one in the cupboard?
You never know when they're back. Hawaiian shirts are back. When will that be?
Were they
back?
Out? Were Hawaiian shirts appropriated?
Yeah. No. I just mean they were out of fashion.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, is it appropriation to wear dreadlocks now?
Well, I'm amazed women haven't kicked it. Like the amount of Instagram, you know, TikTok comedians.
Men acting like women.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just with a towel on their head being.
Oh, yeah.
Like just with a towel as their hair. Yeah. Like everyone. Just, yeah, this is my wife. Tea towel on the head with a bit of elastic band.
And then it's just
what'd
them.
You say? Yeah. You know, no one cares.
I tell you what, when that fucking I'm playing all parts system of skit online finishes, I'll be very happy. I cannot stand it. It's fucking fucked. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And love for it to stop. I think it's going to take us to bash a few of them to make it stop. He was arrested when they landed. So.
Cheeky status change.
Status arrested.
Everybody got there. They didn't have to divert or anything. They just go, fuck it, we're going there. Pilot gets to go on his date or her. Could be a female pilot going on a date with another female, Nick. Who knows? But we don't know. Don't make an ass out of you and me.
Do you reckon anyone called him Baldazar?
Baldazar.
Just to annoy him.
Take his beanie off and go, sit. You're hiding something, mate.
That's his. Dad's Dracula. Dad's scared of the sun. He's scared of his beanie coming off.
It's a grim head. If you're in Boston and wanted to sample the food, the state food from Massachusetts.
Oh, it's got to be a clam chowder, surely.
That appears on the list, but you'd find yourself eating a cream pie, a cream donut, or a choc chip cookie.
Oh.
That's their emblematic food.
Wow. Most, choc chip cookie?
Yeah. Most states have a food that they feel represents them. It's fucking rubbish. Still prefer Boston to Georgia, where it's grits, or Indiana, where the state food is what?
It's going to be something midwest. It's going to be a fucking, well, it's not a hot dog because that'd be Illinois.
That's
no idea.
Even too advanced for
Well, even worse. Oh, was it potato?
No, that's a few of them. Idaho's potato.
Idaho's potato.
Maybe Iowa's
Nebraska's
potato.
Nebraska's corn. Cornhuskers.
Well, Indiana, it's popcorn.
Oh.
So, and I'm aware that, you know, I am and you are, and we are Australians, but fucking that's pretty grim. Francisco had a competency hearing and asked that he be released so he can fully investigate the conspiracy which led to his actions on the plane. I'll take care of this, guys. I'll investigate it.
That's like when a company gets busted doing something bad, they go, hey,
we're doing an internal
investigation. We've got to fucking this covered. Figure this out.
Yeah. Leave the integrity unit there. We'll take care of our own mates.
Good on him. And some balls
let me
there
tell you, I will be admonishing myself when I find out exactly why I did that. Amazing. I'm going to ask the other two wise men. I'm going to ask Dracula and see what happened there. Authorities said, nah, you stay here, mate. We'll do that. He was ordered to be hospitalized for 4 months. Look after yourselves, everyone. And then a determination made to see if he's mentally fit for trial. Francisco, this was this year. He's still being detained while awaiting trial, being held at the Wyatt Detention Facility in Central Falls, Rhode Island.
Wow.
And this place, I had a look at a bit of a sticky beak.
Pretty good. Who we got in there?
Well, no famous alumni from what I'm aware of, but Wyatt is a publicly owned, privately operated, non-profit jail. That's how you do it. Bamboozle the common man with triple negatives. What the fuck? As if the pricks in head office aren't making Mr. and Mrs. T pay. I give them a lot of money to, you know, make bank. They specialise in court martials at Wyatt, and even women are smashing through the glass ceiling there. They've got 40 out of 700 inmates in a separate women's section. We should all be making more of an effort.
Yeah. Get that 350
a piece. Women into prison and even out the stats. They also have a strong immigrant population, so that's looking good. 100 inmates are not Americans. Pretty diverse in there.
Wow.
I mean, money's always the same colour from whoever you're chucking in there, getting a cut off the top. In a peaceful anti-immigration detention protest in 2019 outside the jail, senior officer Captain Thomas Woodworth drove his pickup truck
into
the crowd. I saw this. Breaking a man's leg and sending a few others to hospital. Big Dodge Ram. Using it literally for once, not just posing around town doing the shopping.
They're coming in here now. Yuck.
Rams.
Yeah.
I saw a ram. They are big.
Yeah. Fucking big cars.
It's gross. I feel the same way about four-wheel drives in Sydney. Like, I don't think.
Yeah.
Never been on a dirt driveway. It shouldn't be allowed. If you don't take your stupid Porsche four-wheel driving for 2 weeks a year, it should be just given to a fucking tip rat to go and do that. Some four-wheel drive enthusiast. I'll have that for summer.
Well,
take
what's
your Porsche to fucking Fraser Island.
The Forester's an all-wheel drive, similar.
You wouldn't go four-wheel driving
there. No, fuck no.
That's literally
I took it
built.
Up to the snow, in the snow, driving around, and it was a bit...
Yeah, it's not a fucking toy. Those are designed specifically so people like me can't see more than fucking one car ahead. That's all it is.
Yep.
The interior is roughly similar to my fucking hatchback, just bigger boot or something, more prams. So Thomas was off shift, drove into the crowd, and I'd say with remarkable restraint. If I drove a ram into a crowd of people, I reckon the body count would be fucking high.
Very high.
If you're angry enough to do that, your temper's frayed, you're probably stomping the gas.
Well, it's like the mass shooting in a, you know, in a cinema or something.
Yeah.
And it's like two people died. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you go at 10:30 on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Looks like a game of guess who then. Just a couple of old people. Up the back, that's it. Anyway, up here for thinking either way, anything can be a weapon. Real violent men don't need guns.
Mm.
On the same evening, a 70-year-old woman protester got pepper sprayed and they've been sued
It's all happening in Rhode Island.
Yeah, they've been sued before over mistreatment of inmates, and the stakeholders are not happy with their diminishing return on investments of the humans they partly own from their own houses. Still on Wyatt, though, New Year's Eve 2016, Jason Morales was cooling his heels in Wyatt after spending over a year there already for allegedly stealing 10 assault rifles and 6 pistols from his Army reservist job. Just walk into the armory, do you? He scaled the basketball hoop, climbed into a hole in the roof, got over a razor wire fence, injuring himself in the process, ran off down the train tracks, flogged a car from Burger King, drove to Massachusetts, left his bloodied car, needed some cash. I saw a photo of Jace.
Sounds like he's trying to become a Navy SEAL or something.
Yeah.
That's you know,
above the pay grade of a reservist.
Yeah. Getting the job done.
Big eagle cat tattoo on the side of his neck.
Yeah.
Word of the wise, don't get a neck tat if there's a chance you're going to be on the run ever. Easiest way to be identified when you're buying cigarettes or other essentials down the track. Jason was captured 5 days later in a nationwide chase after he tried to rob a Bank of America. Of fucking hell. This is a one-sentence finishing line bombshell on one article I saw about Jason.
Oh, no.
This is it. This is the only thing that even references it. The escaped prisoner also faces child rape charges.
Oh.
I would have had that closer to the top myself. Stole guns, did he? Yeah. No, he also did this.
This is the opposite of the Moscow flight.
Yeah.
This would be, you know, woman vapes on plane, down the bottom, sucked a passenger off who didn't want it.
It's crazy.
What are you doing?
They're acting, they're just chucking it at the end there like it's two lads jumping off a cliff after the weather on the news into the ocean. Fucking hell.
Don't forget that point.
Anyway, back in the Klingaroonie now, awaiting trial for escape and the original pinching weapons charges and the child stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Probably that slide. Probably escape again before they get to his trial. Our mate, Francisco, attacked 2 guards while being held there and has a history of getting in trouble with the law, including 3 weeks before the plane incident. Frisco was...
Do you reckon that bloke, Jason, it'll be like Shawshank Redemption, but it'll be a poster of kids playing or something and they tear it down? Shouldn't have given it to him.
Oh.
I feel weird about, you know, on... like my wife the other day put up a photo of our kids running around the backyard. They had no shirts on.
Yeah.
Instagram took it down, like child.
Oh, right.
Child abuse stuff. She's like, it's their backs from.
Yeah.
It's in a private account.
Different strokes.
Because I've got a picture folder on my phone where my 5-year-old just pisses wherever he wants. Mm. Been taking it for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Just from his back, where he's just decided to take a piss.
Yeah.
Somewhere it'll be on. Trees, it'll be on, you know, main Rose. Street, anything. I've just got a folder and I'm like, ooh, it's not going to be great. They've told her off for a couple of backs.
Yeah.
I'm in deep shit.
I don't know.
No dicks in there though, so relax, everyone.
Every now and then, they're a bit slow off the mark, these social media. Every now and then I'll get something taken down that was up years and years ago. But it takes someone to complain, doesn't it? Or not.
Like maybe.
Scanning images.
Yeah.
Mine was like a hairy testicle in an egg cup for Easter. Not mine. So someone's complained that this is disgusting. You go, that's fucking 8 years ago, man. How does that work? Anyway. 3 weeks before the plane incident, Frisco was in a Leominster barber shop, Fresh Cuts.
Mm.
Unless it's a butcher or at a pinch of fruit and veg shop, I'm not walking in somewhere where it's fresh cuts. He was using similar rhetoric until someone called the cops. He went in there and said someone should come outside and shoot him with an automatic weapon he had in the trunk, stating he was half angel, half devil.
Oh.
Even in that joint, not too many takers. Even though your defense would be rock solid in America, you go, he told me to.
Yeah.
He told me there's an automatic weapon just sitting there doing nothing in his trunk. What am I supposed to do?
Not shoot?
Yeah. Nah. See you, mate. Have a good life. He had he'd already commenced 2 lawsuits against mental hospitals in Massachusetts in 2021 and 2022. Saying that he was being discriminated against because he is what?
Oh, mentally ill.
No, he's in a mental hospital.
Oh, they don't know.
Can't be.
The actual ones.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an obvious one.
Yeah.
Go on.
Vegan.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, they do get discriminated against.
Yeah.
Because, As people will discover in an upcoming Land Larrikins special on that particular species, vegans gone mad. He also said he is in World War III and has a special device giving him supersonic hearing, allowing him to deduce what his neighbours are saying about him.
Wow.
Glass against the wall, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's using it for good, I see.
Yeah.
He's in World War III. He's got supersonic hearing.
All he's doing.
He could go and get state secrets. China's coming, I know.
Yeah.
Heard the plans.
Yeah.
Heard Jinping talking about it.
But then, like when people talk about time travel, it's the old trope is go and kill Hitler.
Yeah.
So some people want to just get other stuff done, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Useless.
It's a lot of pressure.
Anyway, that's it for Frisco. Get well, buddy.
You reckon there's a bit of that, like, that everyone, you know, go back and kill Hitler. There's a bit of that people win Tats Lotto. Give some to charity. Do you think people go, want to?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like everyone's got that in their heads. What if I win Lotto? I'll probably give half of it away. And then they spend half of it and I need the other half.
Yeah. But also, if you're buying Tats Lotto tickets, you're probably not into charity because you could just Tats Lotto ticket money to charity.
Yeah, but you could give a lot more if you won more. To close this out, I had not read about this until recently. It's an interesting fact. Legislation in America, backed by airlines and their unions, was introduced last year to try and create a no-fly list of passengers such as Francisco, but it died without any hearings.
Yeah, because don't people get sucked up into a no-fly list because they've got a dumb name like fucking Bud Light or whatever? There was someone called Sam Adams, which is a beer over there, and they were just on a no-fly list.
Why?
Their name was Sam Adams. Like, they immediately think it's some sort of terrorist trying to sneak in using a, you know.
Okay.
So I think that sort of stuff. And it's freedom first over there.
Surely.
Freedom first. There's unless you're in a private jail.
Enough technology to identify which Sam Adams shouldn't be allowed on. Okay, this is my actual passport.
Yeah.
Never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Let me in.
Yeah.
But nah. Still doing paper fucking voting, aren't we? Bigger fish to fry anyway. Such as ensuring that children and the disenfranchised still have automatic weapons in their trunks.
Freedom, baby.
But I think they'll look back on this as a jurisdiction thing, go, why didn't United just talk to Delta and say, fucking leave people like Frisco out, mate. We'll call you. Here's a courtesy call.
Yeah.
Here's this bloke. This is his passport number.
Yeah.
Don't let him on your fucking plane.
He put his emergency contact down as Dracula when he booked the flight.
Not even a phone number. Just yell it. He'll turn up. He'll dig himself up and appear.
If it's a night flight anyway, daytime is fucked. That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/Midflight Brawl. If you want extra content and help us keep the lights on here. Well, Acast have provided the lights here at MFB HQ today. Bloody not bad. Good lights.
Don't want to hear any whinging.
Grogan, the tour on sale now. LukeHeggie.com.
Yes.
Your specials are back. Both of them are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Off the bench, they're back there. Mine is on YouTube as well, live at the Corner Hotel. Get around us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling your mates. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.